The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Don't take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
From ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Alex Jones, pay up. The Supreme Court rejecting an appeal by the conspiracy theorist who gaslit Sandy Hook families by claiming their kindergartners and first graders weren't really killed. He has to pay them $1.4 billion. Buying a car? Buckle up. Kelley Blue Book says new car prices have topped $50,000 for the first time. New car or old, at least we're saving a few cents at the pump, says ABC's Gio Benitez.
The average price of gas nationwide, $3.02 a gallon. We could see drops below $3 for the first time in years. So that's really good news. The price has dropped more than 6 cents over just the past week, more than 14 cents from just a year ago.
Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing today that Facebook has removed a community group page that was an outlet for Chicagoans to share information about when ICE agents were spotted around the city. You're listening to ABC News. Stabbed 20 times, how could it be ruled a suicide? Asks the family of Ellen Greenberg, a first-grade teacher found dead in Philadelphia in 2011.
According to Chief Medical Examiner Lindsay Simon, Greenberg, quote, would be capable of inflicting these injuries herself, adding, there was no sign of struggle or an intruder, and there were no defensive wounds. The report also claims a stab wound that could not have been self-inflicted was actually an injury caused during the initial autopsy.
ABC Stephanie Ramos. French President Macron says disarming Hamas, a terrorist group with thousands of fighters, tunnels, and weaponry, can't be done overnight and will require rigorous international controls. It's a more muted fall this year across America. More than 40% of the country began October in drought, which could bring a shorter leaf peeping season with less color, according to a USDA meteorologist. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay Area School District put some positive school news in the spotlight over the weekend by recognizing the achievements of notable graduates. The district held an inauguration ceremony for the first class in the Green Bay Area Public School District's Hall of Fame. As WGBW News first told you about last month, 8 outstanding graduates were chosen for the inaugural Hall of Fame class, going all the way back to the year 1917. That's the year Curly Lambeau graduated from Green Bay's East High School. Lambeau, of course, went on to co-found the Green Bay Packers, bringing worldwide notoriety to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Lambeau is among the 8 people in the inaugural Hall of Fame class. Superintendent Vicki Beyer says the Hall of Fame was created to celebrate the accomplishments of notable alumni, both in the community and around the globe. This year's class is made up of 2 alumni from each of Green Bay's 4 high schools. You can find out more about each one on the district's website under Hall of Fame. Looking for a place to store your boat or camper over the winter? You could take it to the fairgrounds. The Brown County Parks Department is once again offering winter storage for boats, trailers, and RVs. Storage is offered on a first-come, first-served basis at the Brown County Fairgrounds. Park workers will begin accepting items a week from tomorrow on Wednesday, October 22nd. Based on availability, items can also be left on Thursday and Friday. Fees are collected at the drop-off. Check the department's website for prices. You can give the park's office a call to see about availability or find the latest info on their Facebook page. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 2 of the NLCS coming up tonight here at American Family Field. The Dodgers winning a close one last night, 2-1. Milwaukee finally scoring in the bottom of the 9th off a Jackson Chourios sacrifice fly. The Brewers loading the bases with 2 outs, but Bryce Tarang struck out swinging at a high fastball. Christian Yelich after the game.
You know, once we kind of got some traffic out there and put some good at-bats together late, and we gave ourselves a chance. You know, we were one swing away from kind of stealing that thing and, you know, made it interesting at the end. Obviously, wish we could have pulled it out, but, you know, we knew the series was going to be a battle. It was going to be a lot of close games. You know, this one didn't go our way, but we still got a long way to go.
NFL, the Packers begin for their trip to Arizona to play the Cardinals. On Sunday, Lucas Van Ness was carted off the field with a foot injury after sacking Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco and had an MRI.
We definitely avoided something serious, but how long he'll be out remains to be seen.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price heading into your Tuesday afternoon with political cloud cover. May see a late day shower, otherwise highs in the upper 50s, a northeast breeze. Showers more likely, though, in the overnight. Cloudy skies, upper 40s. On Wednesday, partly sunny with an afternoon high in the upper 50s. It's 53 at our studios.
WGBW. Maybe a little bit easier for you to manage your boarding passes if you do plan on doing some air travel this holiday season. That's coming up.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Believe they never
don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
You can strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Thank you. road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
And you of tender years can't know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Now, if you are real fancy, you are going to love this. I am not. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't like technology because it usually doesn't work for me. So I would be old school when I was doing air travel, and I like the printout boarding passes. I like to go. I like to have a ticket in hand. But my dad is amazing me. He's in his upper 70s, and he's so digital. And I just think, how? But he calls me for questions like I'm going to know how to do things. I'm like, Dad, I don't do it like that. I like a good paper ticket. But they have just recently announced that American Airlines, the latest airlines that will be allowing boarding passes to get hooked up somehow through your Google Wallet, so that you don't even have to have a boarding pass and it's just going to show right there on your phone. Dad's going to be calling me asking me how to do that. I have no idea, but that's the news.
Hey, Northeast Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos with the Always On Point podcast and Point Mortgage. On Sundays at 10 to 11 a.m., you'll find me on the Civic Media app, as well as 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, and all podcast platforms where we'll discuss everything mortgage, real estate, and market related. Any questions? Text them to 920-606-1156. Join me every Sunday.
Hey kids, is your teddy bear feeling sick? Don't you worry, the hospital is almost open. It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you. And on Friday, October 24th from 5 till 7 p.m., head to the Building for Kids in Appleton, which will transform into a teddy bear urgent care during a free night hosted by Children's Wisconsin. You can bring your teddy bear or any stuffed animal for a checkup, engage in themed activities, and enjoy a free evening of play in the museum. Head to WGBW.FM and click events to find out more.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New WISCO Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale, followed by the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night.
And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause he's kind of big and he's awful strong. My reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
News and time with hits on 97.9 WGBW. We promise you news every single half hour, and we're just a few moments away from another local news update from our WGBW newsroom.
Those schoolgirl days of telling tales and biting nails are gone. But in my I know they will still live on and on. But how do you thank someone who has taken you from crayons to perfume? It isn't easy, but I'll try. If you want
for closing books and long last.
the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay Area School District put some positive school news in the spotlight over the weekend by recognizing the achievements of notable graduates. The district held an inauguration ceremony for the first class in the Green Bay Area Public School District's Hall of Fame. As WGBW News first told you about last month, 8 outstanding graduates were chosen for the inaugural Hall of Fame class, going all the way back to the year 1917. That's the year Curly Lambeau graduated from Green Bay's East High School. Lambeau, of course, went on to co-found the Green Bay Packers, bringing worldwide notoriety to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Lambeau is among the 8 people in the inaugural Hall of Fame class. Superintendent Vicki Byer says the Hall of Fame was created to celebrate the accomplishments of notable alumni, both in the community and around the globe. This year's class is made up of 2 alumni from each of Green Bay's 4 high schools. You can find out more about each one on the district's website under Hall of Fame. Looking for a place to store your boat or camper over the winter? You could take it to the fairgrounds. The Brown County Parks Department is once again offering winter storage for boats, trailers, and RVs. Storage is offered on a first-come, first-served basis at the Brown County Fairgrounds. Park workers will begin accepting items a week from tomorrow on Wednesday, October 22nd. Based on availability, items can also be left on Thursday and Friday. Fees are collected at the drop-off. Check the department's website for prices. You can give the park's office a call to see about availability or find the latest info on their Facebook page. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price heading into your Tuesday afternoon with political cloud cover. May see a late day shower, otherwise highs in the upper 50s, a northeast breeze. Showers more likely, though, in the overnight. Cloudy skies, upper 40s. On Wednesday, partly sunny with an afternoon high in the upper 50s. It's 53 at our studios.
Hits on 97.9 WGBW. We have a Beatles battle on our hands. Can you feel it? There's some tension in the air that is coming up. What is that saying? An immovable force meeting an unstoppable force. I'll figure it out, but there is a Beatles battle. Let me tell you all about it coming up.
Yes.
WGBW with the Beatles. I'm Laura McKenna. What is that saying about the immovable force or unstoppable? What is that? What happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object? You've heard that before. Well, the Beatles are the immovable object. Taylor Swift is the unstoppable force. The Beatles are the only thing that stand in her way for having the most chart-topping albums. Currently, the Beatles have 19 of them. Taylor Swift, with her latest album, now tops the charts, and she has 15 number one albums, breaking a tie with Jay-Z and Drake, only beating Adele for the most single-week album sold in 2015. But the Beatles, they're still hanging in there. They're like, no, Taylor, you're going to have to do a little bit better than
that. As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
97.9 FM. There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
WGBW. Brewers down one game. It's a best of seven series, though. Do not worry. Mike Clemens has sports coming up at noon.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
local news, timeless hits, WGBW, broadcasting from our studios downwind from the Bratz at Lambeau Field.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low. And she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though
time and time I've tried to tell her so. She just didn't know I would really go.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Streaming for you at WGBW.fm.
Caught on me, oh, must we say goodbye each time we
Michelle Franzen. A day after 20 surviving hostages were released by Hamas and President Trump traveled to Israel and Egypt to sign a U.S. peace plan, there are concerns if a ceasefire will hold. Five Palestinians killed today after Israeli forces say they approached too closely. President Trump still insisting phase two of the peace plan will be easier.
I think it'd be hard to find experts who will say that this next phase will be easy, because there are a lot of complicated, very difficult questions right now in terms of disarming Hamas, making sure that that holds. How do you rebuild Gaza? How does that process play out? Who pays for it? And the security situation there as that process is playing out.
ABC's Karen Travers. The Senate voting again today on a measure to end the government shutdown, but party divisions remain over health care benefits. President Trump will posthumously award conservative activist Charlie Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom today in a White House ceremony. Kirk was fatally shot last month in Utah. This is ABC News. Results from a new study alerting parents on how social media is affecting their preteens. Details from ABC's Faith Abube.
Researchers finding the more time kids spend on sites like TikTok and Instagram, the lower their scores on reading and memory tests. Even just 1 hour a day on social media was found to have an impact. The study of students ages 9 to 13 found about 1 hour per day on social media led to test scores 1 or 2 points lower. Those spending more time on social media saw a 4 to 5 point drop.
That study found nearly two-thirds of children began using social media before the age of 13. For the first time since the pandemic, gas prices could drop below $3 a gallon. According to Gas Buddy, the average price of gas nationwide now $3.02. That could soon slide below
below the $3 mark. One reason for the drop? Estimates, because gas inventories are higher. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with this local news update. The Green Bay Area School Board spent hours last night talking about various safety options brought up by community members.